Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I'm going to continue to bring this up.
Hitch up your reindeer.
Because I think that we should still always be vocal when we feel like we're being wronged. And I feel like Americans are being wronged because we're being gouged by the powers that be with regards to prices that we shouldn't have to pay. And we can talk about inflation, but we can also talk about price gouging and paying for just unreasonable prices for a lot of stuff. I got another example for you guys. And I hope that this individual or these individuals, these brothers, end up buying the Minnesota Twins. The Ishbia brothers. Suns owner Matt Ishbia unveiled cheap concession prices. And I hope that there are other pro teams that will look at this. So Matt Ishbia tweeted this out a couple days ago. Winning starts with our fans. When I walk the concourse at games, and now, mind you, he's the owner of the Phoenix Suns. Winning starts with our fans. When I walk the concourse at games, there aren't food options for families who don't want to spend a lot of money. That needs to change. So today, we're rolling out our $2 value menu for all home Suns games. So Matt Ishbia says, we're going to do a value menu at $2. Okay, so now let me read to you the rollback on the prices. Because he's got it listed right there in his tweet. Hot dog. The hot dog goes from $9 to $2. Dasani water goes from $8.50 to $2. A fountain soda, 16-ounce, goes from $6.50 to $2. A bag of chips goes from $7 to $2. And a bag of popcorn goes from $7 to $2. Guys, we just listed off five different things where the range was from $9 for a hot dog to $7 for a bag of chips or popcorn, and everything is $2 now for that value menu. Aren't we all like, yes? Aren't we all like, thumbs up on this? Aren't we all like begging that other professional sports teams follow what the Phoenix Suns are going to do? I'm all for this. I'm a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, I don't go to many games as a fan. I go to a couple a year. But the majority of the time, I'm there, you know, press row, media, on the clock. But as a fan, I think that we should have these options and we shouldn't be priced out of wanting to enjoy the night out. Especially, and I think this is a big thing that Ishbia says. Families. Families. I'll ask Ryan this. Ryan, in the last few years, what's the cheapest hot dog you've had?
It can't be under $5.
Oh, it has to be. There's a hot dog you can get out there for less than $5.
You think? Well, I know Target Field has that. They have that.
No. I'm not
nice
talking.
Place.
I'm not. No. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
It. Let me rephrase it. I'm sorry. I need to clarify for you. I'm not talking about in a stadium.
Oh.
What is the cheapest hot dog that you've had in, let's say, the last 5 years?
Does free count? Or I'm at a place of business
that you paid for at anywhere.
Oh boy. I mean, definitely. Yeah. It's got to be between $2.50 and $4. I mean, you know, it depends on the quality of the dog and the bun and the, what are you doing here?
All right. So I'm going to give you where I've had a cheap hot dog, and everybody knows this hot dog I'm going to mention. People will probably guess on the text line right now. Are you a Costco member?
I am not, but I've heard many stories about these hot dogs.
Okay, that's the reason why I didn't jump to the top of your mind. So Costco, if you're in Costco, you can buy a hot dog for $1.50, and I think it comes with a soda. Now, I never get the soda because I'm not really a pop drinker like that, whatever, but I think it does. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on the text line, 651-461-9226, if you want to text in. I think it comes with the soda, but that's a good deal, right?
Incredible.
I mean, you got a membership at Costco. You're going. You're doing your shopping. You're like, you know what, man? I can't wait to get home and just. I'm starving. I want a hot dog right now. And then you go and you buy a hot dog and you get a soda.
It says Costco's hot dog and soda combo has been $1.50 since it was introduced in the mid 1980s, and they haven't changed the price. That's insane.
So which is cool, and they haven't changed the price of the. Are you familiar with the rotisserie chicken?
I am not. I'm learning a lot about Costco's concessions here. This sounds great.
Oh, man. So the rotisserie chicken that they have, I haven't bought one in a while, but I believe it's still $4.99, okay? My point in bringing this up is I like the thought process here from the Phoenix Suns owner because he understands you got to give the fans options. Yeah, there will probably be fans that will pay whatever they're going to pay for food. But if you go to a sports event, you should have a wider range for families, for anyone, right? For anyone out there. I know that when I go to Target Field, I don't feel like it's – I like the range of Target Field. There are certain things that will cost a little bit more, but I feel like – you can get into Target Field. You can get you. It depends on the day because I think they have a day where you can get hot dogs for a buck or whatever. But I feel like you can get in and get a hot dog or burger with a drink and maybe some sort of chips or whatever. And you can do that, and you can do it for maybe like $16 or $17.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And then it's like a $5 Budweiser. So that's where I'm hanging out. It's at that one stand, kind of by the main concourse there.
You know what? You may find this funny, but I'm not the drink alcohol at a sports event guy.
Whoa!
I might drink at the bar before or after, but I typically don't buy alcohol at sporting events.
Is it because they get too warm? That's my thing. You really got to drink it fast, and then you get that souvenir cup, and then you bring it home. What do you do with it?
It's kind of hard for me to explain why that's the case. I've never been that person, and so. I just like that he's being honest. He's giving people options, and I love that. Well, the other thing is that attorney Stephen Silton, who comes on the show every other week or weekly at times, is somebody that goes to Augusta every year for the Masters. And they have the old-school pricing, too, where they haven't raised the prices on concessions.
How much does it cost to get in?
Well, I mean, that's a whole nother matter. But yeah, the reality is I think that people have to look, and we have to continue to call these people out and say, look, man, you don't have to do this to us. Like, we're giving you what we have. As fans, we want to support your product. Don't price us out. 651-461-9226. It says from the 612, prices of food and beverages at sporting events is price gouging. They better beware. From the 612, $1.50 giant hot dog and refillable soda or water at Costco. Yeah, the $1.50 hot dog and soda at Costco, you can't beat that. In this economy, you can't top that. I dare somebody to text me here on the show a better deal, a better meal deal than that at Costco.
But how much does a membership cost these days?
It is... I think for the basic membership, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's like $65.
So I got to eat a lot of hot dogs to, you got to pay the membership to gain access to these hot dogs. So I want to eat a lot. I'm going to get a hot dog every time I go in there. I'll get two. You know, if I'm going to feel like I'm getting a deal here, but I have to get the membership to access that. I couldn't go in as a non-Costco member to get this hot dog.
But Ryan, let me say this. By looking at that very fashionable sweater that you have on and the way that your mustache is all nicely put together, $65 ain't a lot for you. You're blowing $65 tonight at the bar. So I don't think that that's a big deal. When you and your girlfriend go out for a night on the town, you're spending a lot more than $65.
Oh, way more than that, yes. But it's worth it.
No, this can't be real. This can't be real. The text line is saying you actually don't need the membership for the hot dogs. Huh?
So I could go on right now.
Texture, how does that work? I don't get that because now I don't know if all of the Costco's in the metro are like this, but if you go to St. Louis Park and you not other people are saying it.
What?
The other people, multiple people, they're saying no membership required.
Well, that's a game changer then.
And now they're saying you can walk right into the cafeteria. You don't need to scan for that area. I guess I would ask this. See, I need help with this. So now, I get what you're saying. So how are we checking everybody?
That's a good question.
I know that to check out, you got to have the card. I totally get. I guess it does work. Then it does work. That's a little bit creepy though. That just anybody can just. It's not creepy at all. Actually, when you think about it, it's really not. But that's like the only thing I've. The only thing I've ever had from... Have you ever been into a Costco?
Yeah, they give me anxiety.
Oh, it's, really?
There's just... Everything's so big. There's a lot going on. The big warehouse. I kind of have panic attacks in those areas.
No, enough people are weighing in on the text line. They're saying that you don't need the car to get into that side.
Well, I think we need to do an experiment. How late is Costco open?
And I guess it doesn't matter as much if a person goes in on that side and then they cross over in Rome. Because you still can't buy anything without the card. That makes sense. You see what I'm saying?
So I could,
like when you're in the line and you're checking out, they have to scan your card. So it's not like you can get over on them.
Okay. Well, it's closed at 8:30. We won't be getting our hot dogs.
Oh, no, you're not getting
I'm not tonight. Getting my hot dog tonight. Tomorrow.
You're not getting a hot dog tonight. Oh, my goodness. I guess the other value hot dog that I'd have to say... It's not, because I found this out like a month ago. I didn't know that they sell hot dogs at, what's the burger place, Five Guys?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And it's like a $7 hot dog. I guess if you're going to get a hot dog and you think you're going to get good value for that hot dog, I guess you go to Portillo's.
Still have not been to a Portillo's.
Oh, my God.
They're not in my area. They're not in my zone of the metro. You know, they got to pop up in the west side here. These hot dogs at Five Guys look pretty
well,
good.
I mean,
oh, boy.
How far are you from Maple Grove?
I'm in Mound, West Metro, okay. Lake Minnetonka area. So that's in a comfort zone, comfortish zone. So,
and I don't know where all the Portillo's are. The only ones I've ever been to is Maple Grove,
so Roseville.
I haven't been to that. Oh, yeah. There is one. It's right by the mall.
Right by the mall.
The other one I've been to. Oh, Woodbury. I've been to that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. These are out of my zones.
Yeah. from the text line, people are weighing in about this, about Ishbia and the prices. They're saying, I'm very grateful to the Twins. They have so many different deals during the season for tickets and for kids and families. They make it very accessible. And one of the best times I had with my son growing up was attending Twins games on his birthday. It's a special memory. So they also go on to say, I'd love to see a Vikings game, but I've not set foot in the new stadium due to the cost of the ticket without even mentioning food costs. I'll say this. Because typically when I'm going to U.S. Bank Stadium to watch the Vikings, I'm up in the press box, right? So you're not paying for food. Food is all in, you know, included for the media. But I have been as a fan, and I went to the concession line. First off, the line was just it's too long, and for the price, overrated.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't the put it like this. Huntington Bank, I'd rather eat at a Gopher game than eat at a Vikings game.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just from the concession standpoint, okay. I would.
Yeah, I eat before. Ever I go to a game, I just don't even want to wait in line for food. I don't want to pay those prices. Even, you know, I load up on a couple drinks beforehand. I don't want to pay anything when I get into the stadium because I already know that ticket already cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay any souvenirs. Like, I want to get in and out. And spend as least amount of money as possible. So this fella, who I hope buys the Twins, just for this reason alone.
Yeah, give us the hot dogs.
Let's go.
We want the value meals, baby.
Yes.
Also, Quick Trip has cheap and good hot dogs also. Coming up next, let's get to Bite of the Night. That's next year on the Lake Show. All right, this was a rather interesting soundbite from Chris Canty. Chris Canty, I think, he's phenomenal on ESPN. Phenomenal. Okay, Chris Canty, former NFL defensive lineman, is now a host on ESPN Radio, and he does a ton of stuff on First Take and Get Up. This is Chris Canty talking on First Take earlier with Stephen A. Smith about Patrick Mahomes, and he's talking about Patrick Mahomes essentially being the Michael Jordan of the NFL.
This is a situation right now where Patrick Mahomes is the Michael Jordan of the NFL.
Yeah.
He is the Tom Brady from what we saw the last two decades in the NFL. If those two players went to their respective head coaches and said they wanted to play,
he's going to play.
They going to play.
Man, I know.
Period.
I know
there
that.
Is no question about it. There is no question about it. We're going to sit here and act like we didn't see the flu game for Michael Jordan in 97. We're going to sit here and act like we didn't see Tom Brady in the 2020 regular season and postseason play with a torn MCL. Those things happen. Patrick Mahomes is in that ilk. So if that dude says he wants to go out there and play, guess what? He's going to go out there and play.
But we're not debating that, though. We
All right, so the take was not just that he is the Michael Jordan of the National Football League. Okay, that's one take. The second take that he had is the reason why he is the Michael Jordan of the NFL is that he calls the shots. When Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes, everybody knows, dealing with the ankle sprain. Patrick Mahomes is starting tomorrow for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Canty's take is that if Patrick Mahomes says he's playing, he's playing. And he's right. If Patrick Mahomes says, I told you I'm starting, he's going to play. That's just how it is. The same way with Tom Brady. Same thing goes for Tom Brady. So I agree with Chris Canty that Patrick Mahomes is in that tier of guys that they call the shots. And not every, you know, elite athlete is like that. There are certain guys that you look at and as good as they are, if they're hurt, sometimes organizations say, no, you need to sit down. And it's not like he's not valuable. He's the most valuable guy. He is the Chiefs. And there are other really valuable quarterbacks and players in the NFL, but that's just how special he is. Like, if Anthony Edwards wanted to play, like, without a shadow of a doubt, do I think that he's the one that gets away with that? No. No. I think that Chris Finch and Tim Conley, they have the final say on that. They'd be like, no. No. I like our record. We're going to give you an additional night off. That's the way it is. Justin Jefferson, can he call his shot? I don't think so. I don't think there's any Minnesota athlete that could do that. You think, Ryan? You think
I don't think so.
I don't even who's really, really good, but I don't think he could do it is Pablo Lopez. As good as he is as their pitcher, mm-mm. He can't call his own shot.
Do you think it has something to do with he's got the resume of all the Super Bowls? I mean, the fact that father of a dynasty, you could say, like him and, of course,
the resume matters.
You know, I mean, him and the team, but I mean, he's the guy. He's the team.
No, he is the team. Like, he's the guy that if you're Andy Reid, and I love Andy Reid. Andy Reid's a good dude. If him and Andy Reid got into it, and I'm not saying that he would do this, but if he had a conversation with Clark Hunt could kind of like tap Andy Reid on the shoulder and say, Patrick's playing. Say, like, no, I'm dead serious. And I know that their relationship's better than that. I don't think it would ever go there. And I've been around Andy Reid. I mean, I covered Andy Reid when I was at Kansas City. He's a great guy. Sat in his office, talked to him, interviewed him, whatever. Really, of all the coaches that I've been around, he's one of the most laid-back guys.
He seems like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, certainly those
bring him some food.
The state, yeah. Those State Farm commercials made me really like them. The Fumble Rooski Doos. Those crack me up every time.
Give them some chicken fingers.
I'm not sick of those commercials yet. But I think if it could be a different conversation if Anthony Edwards led the Timberwolves to some championships, if Jefferson led them there.
You got to get there first.
You got to get there. I think they have the talent. They have the recognition. They have the popularity. But what do you have to hang your hat on? I think that's ultimately a great curse that Minnesotans have to deal with, is that, yeah, we have a lot of talent, and we've had a lot of talent that comes through, but where has it gotten us?
You got to have that championship pedigree. You got to have that championship background. I totally agree with you on that. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And in case you hadn't heard the news, a longtime member of the Minnesota Twins organization is moving on. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Unbelievable. My family loves this. I'm dead serious, because my Aunt Vi and some others, many years ago, they passed away a long time ago. They helped raise Donny Hathaway.
Come on.
Swear to God. Yeah, wow. In St. Louis, Missouri. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I just pulled this one up random. I thought it's a good tune, so let's see where it goes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And then he went on to go to Howard University. My sister loves that fact, because my sister is a Howard University graduate. But yeah, and my sister one day would like to do some sort of documentary on his life and stuff like that, whatever. Just because of the connection and all that. But now there's a lot of piecing things together. Like, we're talking about people that passed away in the 80s.
Okay.
Right? So it's kind of a hard thing to kind of patch together, but I would love to meet at some point Layla Hathaway.
Is she accomplished a career as well?
His daughter, yes. Yeah. Oh, she's phenomenal.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Oh, good.
So
wow.
Yeah. Donny Hathaway, man. I love me some Donny Hathaway. All right, so if you had not heard, Max Kepler, no longer a Minnesota Twin. Max Kepler has signed on with the Philadelphia Phillies, a one-year deal worth $10 million, okay? First off, I want to just say thank you to Max Kepler for the 10 years that he was here in Minnesota. I think, and I'd love to hear from you guys, because I think many of you may disagree with me on this, at 651-461-9226. But I think that Max Kepler will end up going very much underappreciated. I think that Max Kepler is a better player than what we have given him credit for. Now, I get it that the last couple of years, he got dinged up. He got hurt. I get that. But Max Kepler was a damn good Minnesota Twin. And I feel like in 2019, he got screwed. He should have been an all-star. Max Kepler had some good years for the Minnesota Twins, and he's a guy that they developed. And so, now, do I think that it was just time? Yeah, it was time. Like, you can't keep getting injured. You're 31. I mean, how much are you willing to pay? Yeah, it was just time. But Max Kepler, I thought, had a really good career. Right fielder, his best year, like I mentioned, 2019. I am going to miss the guy, because when he was healthy and when he was in a groove, he was damn good. He really was. Clutch hits at times. We know that. But now he's moved on. But what do you guys think about when I say the name Max Kepler? 651-461-9226. Will you guys miss Max Kepler? And let's be honest here. Maybe you guys aren't as high on Max Kepler as I was. And I'm not saying that I thought that Max Kepler should have came back. That's not what I'm saying. He's 31. I think it was time. But I do think that we should give him some props for the time that he was here. 10 major league seasons here? Man, he put in some work, people. 1,072 games. Sixth in team history. He had 161 home runs. 508 runs batted in. Now, the batting average, not so much, 237. 746 OPS. Second best career fielding percentage among active right fielders, and is third among active right fielders in total zone runs. They got him in 2009. International signing, bonus, $800,000. 17 years old, started playing in the minor leagues in 2010 and worked his way through the system. What are your thoughts on Max Kepler? Did you like him as a Minnesota Twin?
I did. Yeah. I mean, you know, handsome guy. Had his moments.
Everybody's rolling
very
with the
handsome
thing. I thought that Jason DeRussia was like trying to take a... Man, is he... I was like, Jason, calm down. Get a room.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah, he's handsome. Yeah, besides his talents, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. You know, but it's just like he... And, you know, German, that's fun. Adds a little flair. Flair to the
team. I wonder
what
his favorite beer is.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Probably the expensive ones at Target Field. He's got a lot to choose from. But it's just it's his course. He ran his course. Like, he squeezed every bit of juice out of that lemon. Like, and we all know that something needs to happen with the Twins. If this is the move, I mean, not that we have been agreeing with every decision that the office has made, but I mean, something has to change. And if this is one of them, I mean, and he's got a good deal. What? He'll be fine. He's got a nice deal with the Phillies. So
I mean, $10 million, yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit surprised he got $10 million.
31 with some injuries. I mean,
yeah. But it's the Phillies. They're going to spend a little bit more, maybe. But I'm a little bit surprised. Like, if you're the Minnesota Twins, you're definitely not going to $10 million. Like, that's – so if you're Max Kepler, yeah, you got to go ahead and take that $10 million. You got to go and run. When you see that number.
A Kirk Cousins sort of maneuver here.
Yeah, kind of. Like, no, I'm dead serious. Yeah. I mean, for Max Kepler at this stage of his career. But, yeah, no, $10 million for Max Kepler. Hey, it was nice knowing you, man, but $10 million a little bit too rich at this specific point. So that's kind of interesting. Now, one of the things that came up, though, was that Kepler, because we know he's played right field, I guess is it going to be left field? Because people are talking about like he's going to arguably move positions. I guess.
Now, how big of a – I guess that seems like the easiest one to move.
Yeah, right? I guess some people said that they thought that he shouldn't or that he was very reluctant to move around in the outfield, didn't like that. Mm. But now he's potentially looking at that. And you would think it's because of one thing. Man, it's late in my career. I need to squeeze out a couple more seasons of getting paid, and I'll do whatever.
Yeah, I think he'll be well taken care of. I mean, if this could be his last deal, I mean, I think he's had a fine career. I mean, if it ended after this season, you could hang your hat on that. I mean, that seems fine to me. I mean, and as a 31-year-old who's not Max Kepler, I think I'd be very happy if I was him right now.
Exactly. From the text line, from the 612. I think Bomba Squad with Max Kepler, Miss Kepler for sure. This one from the 763. When I think of Max Kepler, I think of some of the interviews with Sid Hartman. Some of the early ones were pretty funny. So, yeah, Max Kepler, I enjoy watching him as a Twin. He will be missed, but that's sports, man, professional sports. You move on to the next.
And look at how we greeted Cat. I mean, you know, he's gone, and is it too much to say devastating that he left? I mean, he's such a beloved player.
It depends on how the season goes.
That's true. There's some nights where I'd be like, Cat, get off the court.
But, I mean, Cat looked all right last night, right? Yeah, like, yeah. He looked all right.
He looked good. But, I mean, well, that's just the name of the game. We got to get used to this stuff. And it's just when we like the player, it's tough. But then... You know, when we don't like the player, I mean, just as an example with, again, Kirk Cousins.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. I mean, we're just sort of, okay, see you later. Like,
deuces.
Thank you. So it goes both ways. Like, you know, there's all those players that you didn't even know they were on the team. And then, oh, they're gone all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You're not seeing their name anymore.
Totally. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got headlines. That's next year. on the Lake Show. All right, the first time doing headlines for Ryan Purbridge.
Yeah, cut me some slack. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'll do my best just for you.
Oh,
Henry.
No, you know what you're doing. We're just going to make sure that you do it as well as you can. And if you don't, I get that jazzy sweater you got,
thank
man.
You. This is my dad. This is my dad's sweater. You know, he had some good style. He had some good style. So
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's vintage and warm and cozy, just like me.
So I got to give him all the credit, not you.
You should, yes. Well, yeah, I give him all the credit for being here right now. And my mom, of course. But, you know, we don't have to get into that. We'll get into headlines. So I guess we'll start with the local. That's what we do here, Henry. Well, control of the Minnesota House is at stake after a judge has ruled that a DFL House candidate did not meet residency requirements. DFLer Curtis Johnson won in District 40B to represent parts of Roseville and Shoreview. Republican Paul Wickstrom, who lost the election, filed a challenge against Johnson's residency, alleging Johnson actually lived outside the district. A judge agreed, and the case now heads to the House to decide what to do next once session begins January 14th.
All right, so my take on this is there's a couple of different things with this. Number one, shame on the Democrat if he didn't live there. Like seriously, play within the rules. But the other part of this, too, is because that's my first thought. Then my second thought is it came up because I think Melissa Hortman had mentioned that because they're going to appeal this, right? They're going to appeal it. And they're saying the protocol on this is, well, first off, this should not be an issue because something like this has to be addressed on the front end. You cannot address this after the election is over or after you've lost. We'll see how this plays out. We'll see if the appeal, if they win the appeal or lose the appeal or whatever. I do see both sides of that. Like, why was this not an issue before? It's an issue now, but it's not an issue before. Like, I wish this was called out before everybody got to voting. But the bottom line is, come on, man. Get your stuff together, dude. Well, why are you trying to pull a fast one on over the people?
Because now we just have another issue in local government. We have those two recounts. We have that burglar. We have this now. I mean, there's
the
just
burglar.
And we got the potential tie. It's like there's just is this what it's like in every other state as far as local government goes? It just seems like
we're doing
too
much, man.
We got a lot right now. We got a lot on our mind.
We're doing way too much.
All right, a little more politics. This just this broke a few hours ago. The House voted to avoid a government shutdown. Just a few hours before a midnight deadline to extend funding, the legislation passed by a vote of 366 in favor, 34 against, one member voting present. That's how I like to vote. I'm just present. With more Democrats voting to support it than Republicans. The bill now goes before the Senate, where it's expected to be passed before heading to President Biden's desk for his signature. It extends current government funding through March 14th. And provides $100 billion in disaster relief funds, help with hurricane recovery, other natural disasters. It also allocates $10 billion to aid to farmers. Does not address the debt ceiling, something President-elect Trump had demanded.
He wanted that in there, yep.
House Republicans instead vowed to address the issue in a future tax bill once Trump is in power.
I want everybody to get on the same page, do what's best for every single American. But this is one thing I don't want. I don't want Elon Musk meddling in our business. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not even sorry. Like, I'm not a fan. And this guy was not voted by any of us to do anything. Stay out of our business, man. Just because you're the richest guy on the planet doesn't mean that you get to meddle in our affairs.
Party City. We're going on to business now.
Man, it's unbelievable.
Party City is closing. They're done.
Really?
They're going to be done. Party City's going out of business and closing all remaining stores.
Now is Party City, I'm trying to think of the place that I went to. Is there one on Excelsior?
There are some. Party Safari, I believe. There's one in Wayzata I go to next to the Lunds and Byerly's. I think there's a difference.
Yeah, maybe there isn't.
I think Party Safari is still a thing, but this is Party City.
Okay.
Well, it's closing all remaining stores. CNN reports the CEO told corporate employees the company is winding down operations, and today was their last day of employment.
Today?
The move was expected. Several news outlets have reported the company was on the verge of collapse and had plans for its second bankruptcy filing in 2 years. They were crediting COVID and helium shortages. So there's 10 stores in Minnesota. Well, I guess there were 10 stores in Minnesota.
850 altogether.
Whoa.
That's a lot. Well, according to the website here, it
says a lot.
850 store locations.
We like to party. Well, there are Apple Valley, Bloomington, Chanhassen, Coon Rapids, Maple Grove, Maplewood, Roseville, St. Cloud, St. Louis Park, and Woodbury. Those are the locations in the metro.
I wonder which St. Louis Park one. Because the only reason I asked, yeah, it was Excelsior Boulevard.
Okay,
like I mentioned, yeah, because I went there this summer when I had my ice cream flavor was on sale at Sebastian Joe's.
Yes,
and we were doing a party at the location in South Minneapolis, and I needed to go grab some stuff, and I went to Party City.
Well, you're going to have to think of something else now.
Now where do I go?
When you get your new ice cream flavor, or maybe we'll go frozen yogurt next time.
No. we keep the same flavor, baby. Man, are you a fan of Party City?
I have shopped at party stores because I need, you know, various things, you know, makeup, confetti, yep. You know, this and that. The other Tootsie Rolls, they always are good for Tootsie Rolls there. But, I mean, it's just sad. I feel bad for the employees, like... And that plays a vital role. We need to have parties in this country, damn it. So, where are we going to go? What are we going to do?
I know.
All right. So now finally, entertainment. This one's kind of funny.
Okay.
NBC Sports is debuting its first NFL alternate broadcast tomorrow during a game between, we were just talking about this, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and the Houston Texans. The altcast will bring viewers into the Madden video game. NBC says it will blend video game elements such as Madden 25 graphics, route trees, player cards, button icons, and player ratings with live action. There will also be times when animations from the video game, like touchdown celebrations, will be used instead of live action. It will be streamed on Peacock with the main broadcast on NBC. That's tomorrow at noon.
All right, so let me mention this to you or ask you this question. Do you like to venture out with these broadcasts?
No.
I'm a traditional guy. Like, I don't do the Manny cast or anything like that. I'm just going to watch the regular broadcast.
Well, and now they're doing that Nickelodeon stuff. They did the Simpsons thing the other day. It seems like football, it's being less of a athletic spectacle, more so of what audience are they trying to bring in here? I think they're trying to go beyond, you know, the dudes.
I think that it's a given that they're going to get you and me. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to get younger, though.
With Madden. I find that interesting. Like, why?
And even with the Manning cast and stuff like that, mm-hmm. They're trying to go for the bros.
Right. You don't think they have the bros cornered with the NFL? They need to branch out there? I just think, this is another way to make money. You have which is the NFL's highest priority.
Yeah.
I don't know I'd be curious to see what the figures are. Like, what are they getting to make sure, like, Madden is getting advertised? Are they getting, like, from the gaming consoles? Are they putting money into this now to generate popularity? I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. Bottom line, we'll see our Chiefs probably win.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, that's Ryan Purpose doing headlines. And a great job at headlines at that. All right, coming up next, I have a question about Holidazzle. Holidazzle is back. But a specific question that I have, and I'd love to hear from those of you who love Holidazzle. It's right down the street. I need to check it out before it's over. It's going to be here for a hot second. We'll talk Holidazzle, and we'll do that next year on The Lake Show.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.